You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Calling all Jets fans and foodies. What's going on, guys? I'm Brandon Rewicki, the host of Skates and Plates on the Hockey Podcast Network. Look, if you love Jets hockey, this is the place for you. In-depth breakdowns from every game, a deep dive into the big plays and moments from Winnipeg's season, and all the Jets talk you will not find anywhere else. We got it for you on Skates and Plates. Plus, if you love carbs and everything tasty, we jump into the world of food as well. Once a week, we also speak with a member of the local culinary scene to highlight their great stories and the great food they put out. So there it is. Hockey, Jets, food, drink, everything good in life. It's right here on Skates and Plates on the Hockey Podcast Network.
This is the Grit and Barrett Podcast, a podcast devoted to the 11-time Calder Cup champion, the Hershey Bears. We talk Hershey Bears, the American Hockey League, and all the hockey news that matters to me. This is high energy, unfiltered, and at times unfocused hockey talk from a hack. And now, on with the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Grit and Barrett Podcast. It's Friday, everyone, and you know what that means. Congratulations, Sailor. You made it to Friday. I have no idea where that came from, but let's just go with it. Hello, my name is Richard Blosser, welcoming you to the Grit and Barrett Podcast. This is, of course, the Friday face-off where we get you ready for all of this weekend's action here in the American Hockey League. Thank you to everyone who this past week, with all your listens and downloads and all that, and just so much great stuff this past week. This podcast, I really feel, has been growing over this past month, and it's thanks to all of you Bears fans, and all of you listening out in the hockeyverse as well. So thank you so much. You know, great days at the office, everyone. Let's keep it going. So this weekend for the Hershey Bears, the boys are getting their first official roadie of the season. We're heading down to the south. We're heading to the south part of North Carolina. Yes, that makes sense, as the boys will take on the Charlotte Checkers this weekend, returning the favor as Charlotte opened up our season at Giant Center. Now we are going to the Concrete Biscuit, otherwise known as Mr. Bojangles Coliseum there in Charlotte. Now, let me tell everyone that the Bears only play Charlotte twice a year down there in Charlotte, and it's usually a back-to-back affair. Now, this year, we're playing them at the beginning of the season because I think the Bears are, it's Disney on Ice weekend. You know, there's some things you wanted to go away because of the pandemic. Well, Disney on Ice was one of them. WWE Crown Jewel and all their Saudi Arabia stuff was another. You know, when we got out of this pandemic, you wanted some things to stay away, but no, Disney on Ice, so the Bears have to go away. At least it's not going out to St. John's, Newfoundland, even though it's a fantastic place out there from what I've heard. Anyway, getting back to Charlotte, the Bojangles Coliseum is great. It is an arena that's been around since the 1950s, and we call it the Concrete Biscuit because, well, the whole damn thing's made out of concrete. I mean, all of it structurally, and it's been remodeled and refurbished. It is a dome with a walk aroundable out course, and some of the concourse bleeds into the seating area. And I'm telling all of you this because, you know, I would encourage people to go out there to Bojangles Coliseum. Not this weekend, obviously, but there is another chance coming up at the beginning of April. You know, beginning of April, springtime in North Carolina, that I would highly encourage Bears fans to go to. Because again, it's a great area. It's a great place. and Southern hospitality rules down there. And there's a Bojangles in the arena, so you can get yourself a nice fried chicken and pimento cheese sandwich while you're there. I speak of that because I've actually had that. Does it sound gross? Yes. Is it delicious? It's good. It's good. Does it just sit in your stomach? Dear God, does it ever. Totally worth the bowel movements. I will be interested to see more of the Charlotte Checkers because, as we said on the podcast back on Monday, I don't think Charlotte is a bad team per se. The Panthers farm system has potential. It really does. Plus, the speed and skill is still there. The speed is still there. They just don't have guys like Jake Bean, Sebastian Aho, Brock McGinn, Max McCormick. He's still there. Oh, okay. They don't have Alex Nedeljkovic on the backstop, but they do have Joey Decord. And there's still a decent bumper crop from the Panthers farm system. Now, the Seattle Kraken prospects, I have no clue. Not a lot of people do because, of course, they're a new team and we don't know a lot about them right now. So, good luck to the lads as they head out to Charlotte, and it will actually be game day by the time this podcast drops. Sorry for if that sounded weird there for a second, just doing some microphone adjusting because I was trying to do the podcast sitting down, and in my opinion, it just didn't work, at least not for me. So I just had to readjust the microphone, getting it back up to the upright position, giggity, and we're back at. So yeah, we'll keep this going. Let me just take a second here. So we had some roster moves this week from the Hershey Bears, and the South Carolina Stingrays are going to get their season up and running very soon, and that will make it official. All three aspects of the hockey world will be up and running. With the ECHL getting up and running and the South Carolina Stingrays, we'll get going. Now, will you hear ECHL updates on here? No. Sorry. We do not cover the Stingrays on here unless the Kelly Cup or the playoffs are involved. Sorry, but that's just my podcast and that's how we run things on here. It doesn't mean we won't wish them good luck when the season starts. You know, good luck there, lads, and give them hell. You know, have fun down there, you crazy kids, you. The Bears sent down Hunter Shepard, Ryan Domoski, and Jake Mezzi down there to join Yanni Turcotte, Jordan Subban, Ryan Bernard, and a bunch of others down there on the South Carolina Stingrays. So, you know, good on you, lads. Go have fun. And opening night down there in Charleston will be coming upon them shortly. Or I should say, North Charleston. Now, for some of you who wonder, like, well, where is that? They play out of North Charleston, which is about 90 minutes from Myrtle Beach, if that makes sense. How do I know that? Well, my late grandmother had a condo down there in Myrtle Beach. So, one time I thought about if I went down there and visited her with the Stingrays play, and I just wanted to see how far away they were. 90 minutes to 2 hours, so that's about it. So, moving right along, it's time to have some fun here on the podcast because that's what we are all about. It's time for another caption contest sponsored by... Oh, do we have a sponsor for this? No? Well, we got DraftKings. Oh, they sponsor everything. Oh, okay. No, we don't have a sponsor for this. So let's get this caption contest going. I put a picture on the Bears fan club page this past week and on the old Twitter machine. It is a picture of Liam O'Brien hugging Vitek Vanacek and just giving him a big old kiss right there on the goalie mask. Now, not that there's anything wrong with that or anything. Hockey players are a weird breed, but it's a fun bro camaraderie moment. I love it. Just, you know, you hug your goalie after a victory. You're so happy you have a victory. You kiss him on the goalie mask. You kiss him on the goalie mask if he's cool with it. So I reached out to Bears Nation and the old Twitter machine to see what fans came up with. And it was interesting. I was a little worried where this would go because obviously social media can be a very stupid and dangerous place. I thought people might get dumb with some of the comments. And I'm like, they may not have fun with it. But bless them, they did. And we got some really good stuff. And to lovingly rip off a line from Bill Simmons, remember, these are real captions from real Bears fans. So we're going to start with Ira Burrows, who says, VTech, I told you it was my turn to lead. Good stuff. Good stuff. It reminds me hearing that of an old Muppet Show bit where they would have ballroom dancing and you'd see a bunch of couples dancing and it would cut to different couples dancing and each of them, you know, would give like a quick joke or a quick one-line gag. It was really good stuff. And one of my favorites was you'd have Miss Piggy dancing with Kermit and she'd go, and 1, 2, 3, dip, one, two, three, dip. Ah, Muppet Show, great, great stuff. Go check it out on, I think Paramount has them. Let's see, John Capuana, friend of the show. Will you go to homecoming with me? You know, when you hug him and kiss him, that's kind of, you know, you say that after you say yes. Sheila Lachich, A-L-U-S-C-H, had a really good one. Is this Old Spice you're wearing? Good stuff there, Sheila. Although in this day and age, it's not Old Spice, it's Axe. It's Axe. Cheryl Weirich says, just simply, I love you, bro. Nice. Yeah, it's a very bromance moment. Very bromance. A very broski moment, dare I say. Todd Kimbrell says, big tuna love brat. By Fabridge. Okay. All right. You do you. Jim Mertz. Always good to hear from Jim. When you do the player of the game interview, say, I love you and Merry Christmas. VTech's post-game interviews were fantastic. It was like a wrestling promo. I mean, his English wasn't the best, but we weren't laughing at him. He'd go, I love you, everyone. And fans would just go nuts. Just absolutely go nuts. And that's what we love about the kid. But he's up in D.C. right now. They grow up so fast, you just hope you raise him right. Ben Davis said, shut up, phone. Shut up, phone. Or shut up, speaker. Sorry about that, everyone. Says, shh, just dancing in the goal crease. Shh. Not a bad one. Not a bad one. Fred Gerlach says, I'm so happy I could kiss you. Well, pretty much speaks for itself. Let's see what else here. Nathan Kiskalden says, see you in the desert. Oh, ow. That cuts. That hurts. That just hurts. Especially, yeah, Liam's out with Arizona right now. And they won't see each other until the Capitals go out to Arizona, or, you know, hopefully Liam starts when the Yotes come to D.C. Let's see what else we got here. Rick Blotch. It was fun while it lasted. See you in the NHL. Oh, bless ya. Tim Johnson with a late entry. Hershey Kisses never taste so good. And we're moving right along. That has two meanings. Ben Davis again says, take me with you to DC. He tried, Ben. He tried. Switching over to the old Twitterverse, you know, I threw this out there on Twitter, since I'm in a couple of retweet groups, and I knew that putting this out there, hopefully people would participate. We got two entries here on the old Twitter machine from the Vegas Fever podcast. Says, I'm going to treat you to a large blizzard this time, big boy. Good stuff. And lastly, and last one, Blaximum Carnage. That's exactly what it says. B-A-X-I-M-U-M Carnage. It's okay. I got pizza rolls in the oven. Thank you and good night, everyone. Shut up, phone. Thank you and good night, everyone, for the caption contest. Great stuff, everyone. Great day at the office all around. I am so glad that we are able to do this and have some fun during the hockey season with stuff like this. So thank you to the Hershey Bears fan club page who participated in this, to everyone who did. Love it when you guys do stuff like this and mean it. Okay, let's take a short break and thank our sponsor, DraftKings Sportsbook, before we get into the goodness. So, it's hockey season though, Bears fans, but NFL fans, are you hungry for a big win this week? DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the National Football League, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game. And if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Winner, winner. Line. Oh. Chicken dinner every time. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings daily fantasy sports contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN to bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, PA only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Now, with that out of the way, let's get to it. This is the Friday Faceoff here on the Grit and Barrett podcast, where we preview Hershey Bears hockey, go around the American Hockey League, and find any other tidbits of the hockey world that I find interesting. It's time to grab some chocolate, lace up those skates, and grab your hockey bag. Maybe we'll stop at a Tim Hortons along the way. This is the Friday Faceoff on the Grit and Barrett podcast. Yes, it is week two of the National Football, wrong sport, it is American Hockey League hockey, the second weekend of it. No midday games, at least not as much that I knew of, and we are back at it for another weekend. It was so good to get back to the hockey rink last weekend, and more importantly, for the boys to get a win at home. But now, at least for Hershey, we go on the road, and it's time to tap into some other teams around the American Hockey League. But it's week two. It's still October. It might be a little warm wherever you are, but the cold, brisk air of autumn is starting to move in. Some college football old-timey coaches would love weather like this, but I'm rambling. Let's get into it. We start on Friday, and we go north of the border. We go to the CAA Arena there in Belleville, Ontario, Canada, as the Cleveland Monsters travel to Canada. Have all your papers ready to go. Belleville, I think it, no, not their home opener. It is not. They started that last week. Both teams are 1-1 on the season. 7 o'clock start there in Belleville, Ontario, Canada. We go down south. Not way south, but just enough south. We go to Mr. Bojangles Coliseum there in Charlotte, North Carolina, as the Hershey Bears head down to open the season for the Charlotte Checkers, proud affiliate of your Florida Panthers and the Seattle Kraken. 7 o'clock start there at Mr. Bojangles Coliseum. We head back north. We go to Upstate New York as the Providence Bruins travel to take on the Utica Comets, who introduced their new mascot this week. And if you haven't seen, go to the Utica Comets Twitter page and check out the video that was done to this. It was actually, in my opinion, well done. It was a fun video. Audie, the former mascot, running around trying to hide. Hides in what looks like an elevator, and the easy button gets pressed. I'm not making this up. And Audie gets shot into space. Well, Audie was a green space alien. You know, space alien, comets, outer space. You'll get it when you get older. So, the new mascot appears, and all you hear in the background is, "Let's get naughty." And what looks like a red devil dog with frozen eyes by the name of Naughty. Get it? Because they're the devil's affiliate. And they're red. And Naughty means mean. And they just put an end on the end. They put an N on the end of Audie to make it Naughty. Get it? Eh? Mm? Eh? Eh? Yeah, it sounds stupid. But anyway, that's what Utica's going with. 7 o'clock start there at the ABC Adirondack Bank Center. We head a little bit south and west and go to Blue Cross Arena as the Syracuse Crunch and the Rochester Americans go at it. 7 o'clock start there in Rochester, New York. Founding place of the founder of the Mormons. I'm not joking. I'm not. We go due east. We go to Western Massachusetts as the Bridgeport Sound Tigers take on the Springfield Thunderbirds. Springfield 2-0 on the season so far. And Bridgeport is, well, Bridgeport. Come on, boys. You got to do well. I pegged you as a playoff team earlier. Bridgeport hoping to find their first win on the season. Don't mind me just doing some microphone stuff. Don't mind me. Don't mind that sound in the background. 7:05 start there at the Mass Mutual Center. We go a little bit further south and we go to Wilkes-Barre as the Hartford Wolfpack take on the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. Dear God, put a gun in my mouth. Ugh, this is a horrible matchup. The Hartford Wolfpack are 2-1 on the season, while Wilkes-Barre is an even 500. 7:05 start on a Friday there at Mohegan Sun Arena. We go out west. We go to Des Moines, Iowa at the Wells Fargo Arena. No, not that Wells Fargo Center. The Wells Fargo Arena as the Rockford Ice Hogs take on the Iowa Wild. 7 o'clock start there in Des Moines, Iowa. We head due north, and we head to the MTS they changed it. Canada Life Center. Okay. As the Grand Rapids Griffins take on the Manitoba Mises. 7 o'clock start there at the Canada Life Center. 7 o'clock start there at Canada Life Center. We go to Wisconsin and UW Panther Arena as the Chicago Wolves take on the Milwaukee Admirals. 7 o'clock start there in Milwaukee. We head out to Colorado as they make their home opener at the Budweiser Event Center. Manager, can I speak to a manager, please? This name sucks. The Budweiser Event Center? Can I speak to your manager, please? The Budweiser Event Center as the San Jose Barracuda take on the Colorado Eagles. 7:05 start, Mountain Standard Time there in Colorado. We head due north. Isha, this is for you. As we head to Abbotsford Center. Oh, it's no longer called the Abbotsford Sports and Entertainment Complex. It is the Abbotsford Center as the Abbotsford Canucks make their debut against the Henderson Silver Knights. 7 o'clock start there in Abbotsford, British Columbia, Canada. And not lastly, we go to California as a California matchup as the Bakersfield Condors take on the Ontario Reign. 7 o'clock start there at the Toyota Arena in Ontario, Canada. And lastly, the San Diego Gulls make their home debut at the Pechanga Arena, San Diego. Pechanga? Pechanga. Pechanga Arena. Right. As the Stockton Heat visit the San Diego Gulls. 7 o'clock start out there in California A. All right. Let me just hold on a second. Hold on. I got this. So let's go to the picks for Friday night. Of course, the Hershey taking on Charlotte. You know, I should take Charlotte in this. I really should. Home teams had a great week last week, and Charlotte's going to want revenge. Hershey hasn't played well at Mr. Bojangles. I haven't seen a win there since December 2018. It's been that long since we got a road win at Bojangles. No. Fall 2019. Yeah, he's right. Fall 2019, I think. Anyway, it's been a while since we've gotten a win there. Everything says take Charlotte. Take Charlotte in both games and just pray you go 500. That seems to be the play here. But you know what? I've never been one to... I'm going to go contrarian. Give me Hershey. Do I think they're going to win? No. But I'm using reverse logic. I'm going to take Hershey in both. Because you go 500 and it's a wash on the weekend. That's my logic. I never said it was good logic. It's just logic. Hershey for the win, as the kids like to say in Charlotte. Everyone, hold on a second.
Hold on. I'm a professional. Professional what? I don't know. I got this.
It's all right. It's all right. Seat of your pants broadcasting at its finest. So, Friday, be taking Hershey, all right? The second game on the docket here, let's see. Oh, fucking phone. Ah, there we go. We've got, let's see here, is Syracuse at Rochester. Syracuse at Rochester. Rochester lost on the road. Processing. Should I take home again? Should I honestly take home again? Because we don't know what we're going to get out of Rochester. It's still, it's a Buffalo affiliate. Do I trust them? Do I trust Rochester? Yes. Yes. The answer is yes. I will take Rochester. And then Bridgeport on the road. Springfield. Not yet. Not yet. And so one other pick. One other pick I can think of. You know what? I'll take the Colorado Eagles in another home debut. Just going off of home team logic. Home team logic. It makes no sense, but give me that. So those are my three picks on a Friday. So let's go to Saturday, shall we? We start on Saturday, and once again, we go to Toronto, Ontario, Canada, to Coca-Cola Coliseum, as the Toronto Marlies take on the Rochester Americans. 4 o'clock start there at Coca-Cola Coliseum. We have the rematch there at Mr. Bojangles Coliseum, as the Hershey Bears will take on the Charlotte Checkers. 6 o'clock start there on a Saturday there at Mr. Bojangles Coliseum. That's right, boys and girls. They do 6 o'clock starts there on Saturdays, and I do not have a problem with that. We head due north. We go back to Belleville, Ontario, Canada, as the Cleveland Monsters, I think, get the rematch against the Belleville Senators. 7 o'clock start there at the CAA. We go to Webster Bank Arena as Springfield returns the favor, goes down to Bridgeport to officially open up the Webster Bank Arena, who hosted the New York Islanders preseason while the UBS Arena gets built. 7 o'clock start there in Bridgeport. Watch your keys and watch your wallets. We get another rematch as Rockford takes on Iowa. 6 o'clock starts Central Time there at Wells Fargo Arena. We go to Syracuse to Upstate Medical University Arena, otherwise known as Onondaga County War Memorial Coliseum. They're in Syracuse as Utica returns the favor to take on Syracuse. 7 o'clock start there in Syracuse. Bundle up. It might be cold there. We go to the Electrodrome, and finally, as they open, the Lehigh Valley Phantoms open up their home against the Hartford Wolfpack. 7:05-ish start there at the Electrodrome. Count on more of a 7:15-ish start. Trust me, I've been there. I know. We go east. We go down the I-95, and we go to the Dunkin' Donuts Center, to the D&D Center, as Le Racket de Laval take on the Providence Bruins. 7:05 start out there in Rhode Island. We go to Allstate Arena as the Milwaukee Admirals, take on the Chicago Wolves. Interesting matchup between these two. Chicago returning the favor from the rematch the previous night. 7 o'clock start there in Rosemont, Illinois. We go out west. We go to Ontario, California. I want to say Ontario, Canada. We go to the Toyota Arena as the San Diego Gulls travel up north to take on the Ontario Reign. 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time start there for Ontario. A lot of teams experimenting with 6 o'clock Saturday starts now. Interesting. We get another rematch as the San Jose Barracuda take on the Colorado Eagles. 7:05 start there at Budweiser Event Center. We go to Mechanics Bank Arena as the Stockton Heat will take on the Bakersfield Condors. It's the Battle of Alberta in California. Does that make sense? Bollocks does it. Stockton versus Bakersfield. 7 o'clock start there at Mechanics Bank Arena. And then, finally, probably one of the last debuts, the Tucson Roadrunners, start their season as the Texas Stars travel to Arizona to take on the Tucson Roadrunners out there at Tucson Convention Center Arena. Does that sound really weird? Because it's supposed to be. 7 o'clock start there at the Convention Center. When you're done, turn out the lights on the way out. Whew. Hefty Saturday. All right. We start with Hershey as always. Hershey versus Charlotte. And I said before, and I'm saying it again, give me Hershey to just split the weekend. Split the weekend. That's all I'm asking. Then we have the mandatory game is Cleveland versus Belleville. I took Belleville last week and they burned me. But they're at home. It's a rematch. Part of me wants to take Cleveland. The very veteran-heavy team. And there's no reason not to take the Monsters. It's a 50-50 game. I'm just going to take Belleville. When in doubt, go with your strengths. I'm going to take Belleville. So let's just bring this back up. And this is where I'm going to take Bridgeport. Home opener. Maybe I can trust them to get a win at Webster Bank Arena. Give me Bridgeport. And for my freebie pick, I'm going for another team that's opening up their arena. And I'm going to take the Lehigh Valley Phantoms because it's an easy pick. Hartford's traveling. Hartford was in Wilkes-Barre the night before. Yeah, it's not a far visit down 476, but you know what? Travel is travel, and especially with Hartford being on the road. Lehigh at home could be dangerous. Sandstrom, don't let me down. Or Izumoto, or whoever the hell other one is, don't let me down. Give me the Phantoms on a Saturday night there in Allentown. Let's go to Sunday, cruddy Sunday, and we go back to the Webster Bank Arena as the Laval de Racket take on the Bridgeport, Islanders at Webster Bank Arena. 3 o'clock start there in Connecticut. We head back to the Great White North to Canada Life Center, and the Grand Rapids Griffins get a rematch as the Manitoba Mises take on the Grand Rapids Griffins. 2 o'clock start there in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We go back to Allentown as the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins take on the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. 3 o'clock start, 3:05 start there at the Electrodrome. We go north and east to Providence as the Springfield Thunderboys will travel to the Providence Bruins. Another I-95-ish matchup. 3:05 start there at the Dunk. We go back to Toronto as the Cleveland Monsters will take on the Toronto Marlies. Busy weekend for the Monsters. Busy weekend as they take on the Toronto Marlies. 4 o'clock start there at Coca-Cola Coliseum. We go west. Way west. Wow. From Toronto, Ontario to Abbotsford, British Columbia. My goodness. As the Abbotsford Canucks will take on the Henderson Silver Knights. 4 o'clock start out there at the Abbotsford Center there in British Columbia. And lastly, the Tucson Roadrunners, beep, beep, MFers, take on the Texas Stars in the rematch. 4 o'clock start out there in Tucson. All right. No Bears game. So we skip to the mandatory game. Grand Rapids versus Manitoba. Give me the Moose. Onward, my noble Moose. Give me the Moose. I will not go up against the Blue Moose. I will not. I can't. I won't. No other Bridgeport game. So the freebie on this one. Scanning. I really want to take Henderson because I think their farm system's good. I do. I'm not touching Cleveland and Toronto. No. Springfield, Providence. No, not touching that one. Laval and Bridgeport. Laval would have to travel. And that sounds too good. That sounds easy. But that sounds like the type of game that Bridgeport would screw up. So what about Wilkes-Barre and Lehigh? I got burned on that one. You know what? Everything says take Henderson. So what am I going to do? I'm going to run the other way. Because it makes no sense. I'm hitching a ride with the Abbotsford Canucks. It makes no sense to take Abbotsford in this. So those are my two picks for Sunday. The Manitoba Moose and the Abbotsford Canucks. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Your Friday face-off. Another busy slate, but fun times to be had. You know, thank you, everyone, for all your downloads this week. Especially, I'm trying to get the Apple link out there more and more, so more on the Apple side can be brought in as well. Thank you so much to everyone for your times, listens, and downloads. I say that every week, and I truly mean it. Thank you to Sage Alvarez and Zeke on Twitter, two guys who have really been helping the growth of the podcast on the Twitter, making Twitter work for me. That may not sound right to a lot of you, but it's been working as well. So to everyone, that's another edition of the Friday Face-Off. I will see all of you next week. We'll catch you Tuesday as we recap the action from there in Charlotte. Go Bears, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for downloading this episode of the Grit and Barrett Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are currently listening to. If you are listening on Apple or Google, please leave us a 5-star review as it appeases our algorithm overlords. If you enjoyed this podcast, please check out the Hockey Podcast Network, where there is a podcast for each and every NHL team. We also cover the American Hockey League. They have a podcast about college hockey and all the ins and outs of the hockey world. If you wish to know more about our parent club, please check out the official Caps Chirps podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network, as they cover all things Washington Capitals. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. That's at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. This podcast is dedicated to the memory of Patricia Blosser, who passed away on December 5th, 2020 to dementia and COVID. The show is also dedicated to all of the Hershey Bears friends, fans, and family who lost their lives to cancer. Cancer sucks. Thank you once again for listening to the Grit and Barrett Podcast, and go Bears.